More than a million people living in metropolitan New Orleans have been warned to evacuate. Roads out of the city were clogged yesterday. Commentator Chris Rose stayed behind.
I've never seen New Orleanians cut and run like this before. It's a ghost town down here. My neighborhood Circle K drugstore usually stays open 24/7 to provide locals with the three essentials of a hurricane party: liquor, cigarettes, and chips. It closed yesterday at noon. I'm pretty sure that's never happened before. Harrah's, our big downtown casino, is shuttered. What does that tell you? New Orleans has weathered some of the great hurricane killers of all time, Betsy and Camille, among others. But that was a long time ago. Since then, we've dodged more bullets than Superman and Osama bin Laden together. We've blithely partied through the warnings, hoping for the best. And we always seem to wake up in the morning to the news that the big storms, George's, Andrew, made landfall in Texas or Mississippi, and we got spared again. How times change. Now we've all seen what went down in Florida this past month, and everyone knows we're due for a big hit. During hurricanes past, I would have spent the afternoon on a French Quarter rooftop taunting the meteorological fates with a rum and coke in my hand. Yesterday, I packed up my wife, three kids, and dog for an eight-hour drive inland. Then I boarded up all our windows and sandbagged my doors. And, since we're in the middle of an extensive house renovation, I secured the construction crew's big green porta-potty to the pillars of the front porch with a garden hose. I mean, what if it floated away? If we get the full brunt of this thing, it's bad news. There are only two places in America that are under sea level. The other one is Death Valley. So they've opened the highways full throttle to get us out of New Orleans this time. All interstate lanes are moving west or north only. If you were out of town trying to get back here to batten down the hatches, you're out of luck. Me, I'm sending my gang off, but I'm staying. The back of my house is gone because of the renovation. We're so vulnerable right now. Everything we own is open to high water, looters, anything that might come along. I feel like I've got to stay to put out any fires that come up, and I hope I'm using that term in a figurative sense. The wind is already making it hard to walk down my neighborhood streets. By tonight, I might not have electricity. I don't know how long my cell phone will last or when I'll lose touch with my family. By tomorrow, we might be under 15 feet of water. Or maybe Ivan will hit Alabama and the Big Easy will dodge another. Either way, we're sure to get a load of wind and water. And even if our plumbing fails, which it most likely will, I still have that Johnny on the spot tied to my house out front with a rubber hose. Come hell or high water, and we're sure to see both around here in the next 24 hours, me and that porta potty are tying our fates and ourselves together.
Commentator Chris Rose is a columnist for the Times-Picayune in New Orleans.